Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's shortly after 9 o'clock. The guys just left the studio and I'm here to take over the mic tonight. I think it's time. Yeah, I don't think it is. It's time for another episode of Radio Lonely Rock Planet. It's been a long time since I did the last show, but I had to finish my bachelor's thesis. Well, I think we gotta give it a go with the new album of Godsmack. It's called 1000 Horsepowers, and the song is called Something Different.
Something wrong, something right, something missing. Something black, something light, something different. Don't you ever feel you need to speak to me that way? Something black, something light, something different. Something wrong, something right, something missing. Don't you ever feel you need to speak to me that way? Just take too long, long.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Godsmack with Something Different. You know, I just bought the album today. You know, it was released in 2014, so it's actually brand new. And when I firstly take a closer listen to the album, I think it's a bit less bass. You know, you can't hear the bass that well. You know, it's like I really do appreciate the bass sound of the band, you know, but I think it's a very good album. It's totally worth buying it. And yeah, we'll continue with probably one of the first supergroups there's ever been. It's called the Traveling Wildberries. Maybe some of you know them. I didn't know them myself as I think about 2 years ago when I no it's longer ago when I was in secondary education in grammar school when I first bought an album of them, which is something like a compilation, and I was totally blown away of it because it's smooth, it's acoustic, it's with Roy Orbison, who's a cool guy. And yeah, the song is called Handle With Care, The Traveling Wildberries.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputations changeable, situations terrible, but baby you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me?
Well, yeah, the Traveling Wildberries with Handle With Care. Not that long ago, I came across a band called To My Surprise, and I gave them a listen, and I was quite impressed of them because it's a three piece group. It's calm, you know. It's rock and roll with some psychedelic influences and stuff. And when I did some research on the band, I found out that the drummer is actually the percussionist of Slipknot, the clown. And then I found out that he was the original drummer of Slipknot, and it's like a total contrast, you know, To My Surprise and Slipknot. There's one number of the album which is has got the same title as the band, which is self-titled. The song is called Blue, and it knocks me down every time I give it a listen, and it's, for me, you know, after a hard day when there's been lots of work and lots of bullshit going on and stuff, I really listen to it, and it's always fine to me. So, song's called To My Surprise, the song's called Blue from To My Surprise. Yeah, to my surprise with a song called Blue. The next song actually doesn't fit the genre, you know, it doesn't fit the scene, doesn't fit the whole surroundings of this radio show. But there is one thing which justifies my decision to play this song right here, because the drummer is called Travis Barker, and he's actually the drummer of a band called Blink 182. And he actually did some kind of an electronic project, hip hop project, where actually he plays the drums and the synth sometimes and stuff. And the album is actually called Give the Drummer Some. And the next song is featured by Snoop Dogg, Ludacris, E-40, and Def, which are, they're quite present in the hip-hop genre. You know, it's like Snoop Dogg and Ludacris, everyone should know them. And the song is actually called Knocking. It's typical, something of dub maybe, and hip-hop and electronic elements, but who the hell cares? It's Travis Barker, you know, and he did a great job on that album. Let's go for it. Feel the bass. You feel the bass. You feel the bass. You feel the bass. You feel the bass. Cruising down the boulevard, feeling hella good. Smoking while I'm driving, you would if you could. So I'ma push, smoking on this Reggie Bush, avoiding the peas, steady trying to hit it. Jesus, geez, you niggas don't get it. And she's a tease, you're never gonna hit it. She say she wanna keep her clothes on. I'm not a drummer, but this summer the beat goes on. I told her, let me flip this shit, then I'll dip this shit, then I'll hit this shit. I'm the magnificent, equivalent to no other, relevant to recover, selling shit to your mother. Tell me, can you hear?
Day job, cause I'm the best, or they got me mistooken. So clock in and watch this lyrical ass whooping. Cause they got blows that make hoes sleepy like slow jams. My shit rocks cocaine like Lindsay Lohan. Listen to Luda in the Cadillac Roham. Try to turn me down, and your niggas like, no, man. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, especially when Luda busts rhymes and scenarios. Clap, clap from Rio to Ontario, busting through your speakers like Tyson's in your stereo. The bridge. Put your life back in this bitch. West Coast representative from the label they call Sick With It, the best that ever lived it and spit it and fucked around and got away with it.
Got away with it.
Ugh. Since the 80s, I've been paid with it, overlooked and underrated. Gotta keep it real with y'all, I can't fake it.
I can't fake it.
I be off beat, then I'm on beat, then I'm off beat, then I'm on beat, and my style is so unique. I can have one teeth in my mouth and sweep a broad up off her feet. Took her down on the couch before I had a chance to speak. Speed it all in her mouth, and then we went for round three. We was tied just like a soul powder. Time restart.
Tell me, can you hear?
We'll be right back.
All right. I think we should get away from the hip-hop and electronic scene again. And just go for a really tight and heavy punch in your face. What I'm talking about right now is an album of 2014. It's not that old. I think it was released in September or October. It's called 0.5, The Great Chapter. The song is called The Devil and I, and the band is called Slipknot. Holy crap, they're back, as even heavier than they've ever been before in my life. In my opinion. You know, it's a five-finger death punch directly into your face. You know, it's brutal, it's cool, it's amazing. So I will leave you alone with the song for the next almost 6 minutes. It really doesn't get boring. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. It's a premiere. It's amazing. It's cool. It's The Devil and I, Slipknot. Alright, alright. The Devil in I, Slipknot from the album 0.5, The Great Chapter. Yeah, we'll stay as heavy as it began. With a German band called Rammstein from the album Liebe ist für alle da. The song is called Pussy. I also bought it today for a very cheap price in a special edition and stuff like that with a bonus CD and all this crazy shit. The album has been censored because of the lyrics and then went away from censorship, you know, just the German government gave it free again. So it's on the market again. Yeah, as I just told you, the song is called Pussy. Enjoy it.
I have a dick. So what's the problem?
Pulse from Rammstein from the album Liebe ist für alle da. And we're taking a step back in history. Some think of nostalgia from a band called Slash Snake Pit from the album It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and the album title was actually found when Slash, the former guitar player of Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver, and now with Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, was at an airport and was waiting for his flight. Instead, he went to a bar, and it was early in the morning, I guess something around 10 o'clock, which isn't early, but... And actually, he asked the barkeeper for a beer, and the barkeeper said, "Oh my God, you know, Mister, you can't have a beer right now." And Slash just said, "Yeah, oh yes, but I want to, I really want a beer right now. I need to have it," and stuff like that, you know, rockstar attitude. And then the barkeeper said, "Oh my God, yeah, it's cool. I gotta give you a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. The right time for a beer." This song from the album is called Beggars and Hangers-On.
Thank you.
It's another very beautiful song, and it always gives me chills. The next song is again quite calm. It's some time in my life where I stepped a little back. I've got some such times. Song is from a band called Molotov. They're from Mexico City. They were found there and were censored in Mexico because of the lyrics. And then went to Spain and Europe, and they had a huge success there. And then they came back to Mexico and stuff. And I once, I think I'm telling a story for the third time right now, but I once had the chance to see him live in Innsbruck in Tyrol. And I've never seen such a strong live performance, you know, with such emotions and stuff. Song is called I'm the One. It is sung by their drummer, El Gringo Loco, because he's American. Give it a go, Randy.
It's through your own teeth, and when you got to walk it, it's with your own feet. Remember that when it's your grief and it's you that feels the heat. Infestation of fleas, people itching to critique about success. They stress and sneer at your defeats. Don't need no raised eyebrows or looks of disbelief. Now fuck all the deceit that they all got up in them. Nobody fight your battles, it's you who got to win them. When you feel like everybody wants to see you in ruin, no pain, no never mind, keep on doing what you're doing. Your skin is trending, no one else has a hand in what fate has commanded. It is your soul that is crammed in, your brain that is rammed in. Your life you have to plan it, no one else to do the program. So imagine what people want in your soul proper. Improper, our best friends are always trying to stop you. Sit back, relax in your lazy boy rock and make them the ones upon the on. How they gonna top you? Well, it's a shame when it's time to pass the blame. You take it frame by frame when it's time to play the game. And no, it's never the same when it's them that's in the rain. It's you who gets a cane, it's you who feels the pain or the stain when you're face down in the grass. So everybody gather around and raise your glass, cause no one's gonna die your death when it's time to pass. So live like you feel and tell them to kiss your ass.
Molotov with probably the most calm song they've ever done, I'm the One. The next band is getting slightly heavier again. They've got a very, very long name. They're called This Is Not a Game of Who the Fuck Are You. They're coming from, I really don't know, Sweden, Finland, Norway. I think they're from Sweden, I guess. From the high north of Europe, and their drummer really looks like Joey Jordison. You really check them out and him out. This is called from, the song is called One Last Dance. It's from their demo. It's the better version. I think you can still download their album 10 10 10, it's just the numbers 10 and 10 and 10 for free from their page. I think it's a Facebook page, just Google it. And yeah, this is called One Last Dance. This is not a game of Who the Fuck Are You with the song One Last Dance. The next song is, we're going to the Bay Area thrash metal stuff, and the next song is from the band Death Angel. And it's a cover version of the Heaven and Hell song, Heaven and Hell. So it's the same name. It's 6 minutes, 48 seconds, and it's amazing. As you know, their singer did an awesome job on this. So enjoy it.